from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Home and Home.
Well, first of all, I think that it's important, congratulations. You got a private letter that, you know, I sent to a club official. Nice reporting on your part.
That is the voice of Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, and he was talking with our next guest, Jared Diamond of the Wall Street Journal, of course, about the Astros. So let's just start with this, Jared. It certainly sounds like it, but you were the one that was actually there. Is it fair to say that Manfred was being sarcastic and snarky with him complimenting you for your reporting?
Look, I think it's fair to say that Rob and Major League Baseball wasn't thrilled with the story that I wrote. It was, as Rob said, as you heard him say, it was based on private correspondence that was not meant to be public. So I think it's fair to say it was embarrassing for baseball that it got out. They certainly didn't want it to get out the way that it did. Now, was Rob taking a shot at me? I know a lot of people think he was. I don't know. My relationship with Rob is fine. I've talked to him since. He says he was just joking and wasn't trying to, you know, to be rude. So I'll take him at his word. But like, I understand why people who heard that clip kind of took it the way they did. And the reality is, I know for sure that Rob and Major League Baseball would have been much happier if the stories I've been writing were not put out into the world.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I guess what I don't understand, Jared, is to me, some of the things that Manfred's done lately have been so concerning. Like, to have the lack of awareness to call the World Series trophy a piece of metal, and then to have the lack of awareness in front of a group of media when you are explaining maybe the most serious baseball issue in years, and to use that time to be snarky or sarcastic to you. Like, is this guy just oblivious to what's going on in the world? I just can't believe that he thought it was a good idea to kind of be sarcastic to you for your reporting.
I'm sure he didn't think it was a good idea in hindsight. Look, he's a person. He was annoyed. He said what he said. It is what it is. The reality is his comment about the trophy, which he has apologized for, by the way, was an unforced error. There's no question about it. That was a big mistake by Rob Manfred. He did not seem to recognize how that comment was going to be perceived. And based on what he said the other day, sounds like he certainly understands that comment about the trophy was regrettable, and I think he seems to regret it. But it was sort of just another example of what has been a long line of unforced errors, both by MLB and even more by the Astros, that has sort of turned what is an already big story into something even bigger.
What? How did it make you feel when you're amongst all these other media folks and he sort of calls you out like that?
As a journalist, I think it means that you're doing your job, right? If you're getting under somebody's skin, it probably means you're doing something right. Obviously, he had no comments about the nature of the reporting. The reporting was all right. And I'm sorry. I don't ever want conversations to get turned that way, but it's my job to put out these stories, and I'm comfortable that I've been doing my job. And frankly, I think Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball wouldn't disagree with that.
Talking with Jared Diamond of the Wall Street Journal, covers Major League Baseball. He is the one that broke the news of the letter from Rob Manfred to the Astros. And for people that aren't as familiar, Jared, can you dive into the contents of the letter? I know you touched on it, but the nitty-gritty of the contents of the letter and why it was so important and such a bad look for baseball.
So this was a letter that Rob Manfred sent to Jeff Lunau in early January, just about a little over a week before the public report came out that we've all read that outlined the punishment for Jeff Lunau and all these other folks. And this letter, it included a whole bunch of accusations and things that they uncovered in their investigation, much of which was not put out in baseball's public report. That information about members of the front office and their role in the sign stealing scheme. And in fact, even had some accusations about the potential of Jeff Lunau knowing about the Astros sign stealing scheme in some capacity. A lot of this didn't come out in the public report, which is why the letter was such a big deal when it became public. Because a lot of people, including players and fans, started wondering, hey, if this wasn't in that report, is there anything else that Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball aren't telling us?
Jared, you know, I know you report, but I'm going to ask for your opinion now. And the opinion is, what do you think should have been done with the Houston Astros and or could maybe even still be done, whether it comes to taking away the title, punishing the players? If Manfred had asked for your opinion and your advice, what would you have said?
Man, I'd say I'm really sorry you're in this position because you're in an absolutely brutal spot. And I really do feel that way. For everything people want to say about Rob Manfred, I truly believe he was in an incredibly difficult position here. The reality is, in spite of whatever people want to say, fans want to say, there was no mechanism by which Rob Manfred could have suspended Astros players. It never could have happened. And this idea of the players' immunity is true, but it's also misleading. He gave them immunity in large part because he couldn't have suspended them. Their suspensions never would have held up because there were no rules that were codified about how player discipline would work in this situation.
I happen personally to agree with Jared Diamond. I don't know how you discipline the players. I've said that throughout. How do you know how intimately each guy was involved? What is the game amount? And by the way, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think some of those guys would rather be suspended for some amount of time than face the wrath of what they are going to face coming up this season, especially early in the season. I think a suspension would almost let those guys on some level off the hook from the venom they're going to face from Major League Baseball fans early this season. Great stuff there with Jared Diamond from the Wall Street Journal. Appreciate his time.
Hi, everyone. This is Dave Briggs. Thanks for listening to the Home and Home podcast. Remember, you can watch or listen live every day from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. exclusively on the radio.com app or at radio.com/home.
Home and Home.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.